I'd heard about the BLM protest that was going on, that was going to be here in our town, and I'd seen how it had turned out in other places and stuff like that. And you know, it's just one of those feelings that builds up, and I guess I finally took it upon myself to say that enough is enough.
And this, so you, I guess you'd be fair to say this is kind of a counter protest to that.
Yeah, you'd say that. And one thing that I do want to make very clear, and I'm really glad that you're giving me the opportunity to, I'm not trying to take away any spotlight from the two young women that organized this. I have the utmost respect for them, and I applaud them. It takes a lot to stand up and say something when you feel like something's wrong, but, you know, there's a lot of other things going on. There's a lot of other things that are wrong, and I don't agree with a lot of the... what's the best way to put it?
Well, I guess just you don't have an issue with the, you know, we're talking about First Amendment here, and they're expressing their First Amendment right. So I guess
you don't
have an issue with that.
No, I don't have an issue with that. What I do have an issue with is being told that I need to feel guilty for something that me and millions of others like us have ever experienced, ever seen, ever even imagined. You know, I don't agree with demanding that I get down on my knee and apologize for something I had nothing to do with. Now, I'm all for freedom of speech. I'm all for people standing up for something that they feel is wrong. But, you know, you gotta draw the line somewhere. You know, there's a complete difference between saying, hey, we need reform and we need this to be fixed. And there is a clear difference to the... I guess the image that they're putting off.
The kids that are doing it, though,
are,
I think one's going to be a junior in high school, the other's a graduate of Mercer County High School. Is there anything, and I know their protest doesn't start at 5, but is there any issue in particular you have with them doing it? You don't have an issue with First Amendment.
You said
that. But, I mean, do you have anything that you've heard or seen or they talked about? There was a movement in Sherrard. I was there. It seemed to be pretty peaceful.
I was going to say, and I heard it was pretty peaceful.
Is there, you know, from what they're doing outside of the First Amendment, what anything that bothers you about that? In specific to the movement.
Do you have something?
Yeah,
you can. Who am I speaking with?
Raylan Schracco. I've kind of been under attack for the last couple of days, people not really understanding. I'm all in favor of reform of the police. We were pointing out police brutality years before BLM existed, but white people didn't matter. I have always been against racism. I didn't grow up in a racist country, and I'm 55. Right now, I am seeing more racism and hatred than I've ever seen in my life. I've had these girls that are doing this protest attacking me, telling me that I should be ashamed of my skin. My great-great-grandmother was Blackfoot Indian. It had to be hidden in shame because of the times. And now I've got these girls telling me I should be ashamed of my white side, too. I have a big problem with that. I mean, racism is racism. It goes always. We need to stop looking at people's skin color. A quote that I like to say is that racism will continue to exist so long as people keep dividing us by skin color. This needs to stop. We all belong to the human race. Skin color is pigmentation.
So we're having a demonstration today of the First Amendment, right? First Amendment.
I'm a very much a constitutional supporter. I'm chair for Illinois Liberty. that's what we do, is we teach the Constitution.
So you don't have an issue with them protesting?
I don't have an issue with their First Amendment right or peaceful assembly. You have a protected right to do that, an unalienable right. I do have a problem with riots and vandalism and criminal behavior.
Now, to defend them, though, they have not expressed
they're not
supportive of that,
okay.
Right? So you support that they want to peacefully protest, and you want to peacefully process. So that's the way it should be, right?
Exactly.
So what else do you want to say about why you're here today?
Why I'm here today is I just want to make sure that we all have a voice. I am against defunding the police. That doesn't reform the police. That makes it impossible to do so. And I know... I've I'm not, this isn't first rodeo with BLM and Antifa for me, like I said. We've had them counter-protest us many times at Blue Lives Matter rallies that we've done over the last couple years. So I just want to make sure that our community has a good standing of what's right. We don't need our police defunded.